حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي.
Previously on Heartbreak.
Mommy, Daddy, I made a decision to fight for my children. Remember when we were there at the Jamiat office, the Maulana said that the father has the right over the children at certain ages.
Gee, but do you think they will agree?
I went and spoke to Rumaisa's parents, but they are not budging. They are adamant about me not having contact with the children. So I decided that I'm going to contact a lawyer.
Maskan, you are hereby notified that Mr. Mohammed has filed a petition requesting full custody of Master Abdullah and Ms. Huda. Should you wish to contest this custody petition, you must present yourself in court. A letter from a lawyer that says that your Abba wants you to go and live with him.
Abba wants us to come home? Are we going, Umi?
Abdullah, Abba wants us to go live with him. We still won't be a family. It just means that Abba will look after us and Umi will stay here.
That's right, Huda. Your Abba wants custody of the two of you. He is willing to take this matter to court and let the court decide whom it is better to be with. He is going to fight to have you move back home.
Yes! Abba is fighting for us! He still loves us, Huda. He didn't forget us. I just knew it. I just knew that if he made enough dua, Allah would give me my family back.
Part of your family, Abdullah.
It isn't so easy, Abdullah.
And now on Heartbreak.
Losing the children to Yasser seemed unfathomable, and much to Rumaisa's dismay, her son seemed excited at the prospect of leaving her for his father. As the day drew nearer, Rumaisa was a bag of nerves, and the newfound peace between herself and Faiza was at risk as she took no prisoners with her snappy responses. However, with this new battle, Faiza was proving her mettle.
Rumaisa, the children will be back from Madrasa any time now. Why don't you go freshen up?
I feel fresh and fine. It's not like they haven't seen me in my pajamas before.
You need to snap out of this catatonic state. You are stronger than that which is trying to break you. You've got this, Rumaisa.
I feel weak, Faiza. I feel worse than I look. I don't have any fight left in me. He wanted to break me and he is succeeding. I find myself in this never-ending pit of darkness.
Rumaisa, our Allah never takes us into a battle unequipped. Find your guiding light and just hold fast onto it. Your children need you to be at your best. Let their love be your anchor.
This tunnel is long and its darkness is consuming. But you're right. My children deserve the best. And in order to give them the best, I need to surround myself with positivity. I am no quitter. And Yasser brought this fight, and a fight is what I'm going to give him.
That's the spirit. Now, put an end to this pity party and get done before the kids get back. Our moods affect the kids, whether we like it or not.
With that pep talk and her sister-in-law support, Rumaisa found a new resolve to fight tooth and nail for the children. Before this, she hadn't realized that her attitude was the barrier standing between herself and the support she craved from her family. The morning before their appearance in family court, Rumaisa had a heart-to-heart with her children, each one separately. Though it was a difficult conversation, she knew that it was an important one that she could not pass onto her parents.
Ya
Princess, 12 years ago you breathed your first breath, and with it, my life no longer belonged to me. Allah has blessed me abundantly by choosing me to be your mother. You have brought me such immeasurable pleasure, my darling.
I am lucky to have you as a mother.
You are growing into a beautiful, responsible young lady, and I'm so proud of the resilience you have showed throughout this difficult situation. I want you to know that I love you more than the stars across all the galaxies, and I would do anything, absolutely anything, to protect you from any more pain.
Ummi, you know I would do anything for you.
Rumaysa and Huda held each other in an embrace, and as tears streamed down their faces, they both reiterated that they would do absolutely anything for each other. As for the talk with Abdullah,
Ummi, am I bags packed yet?
No, we're only going to the court today, Abdullah. You aren't going anywhere. We are all coming back here, and we are going to go on with life as we have been doing so.
I am going to stay with Abba. He is fighting for us because he loves us. I love him also, and I am sure that he is sad without us here. I don't want him to be sad anymore. Abba and I won't be sad anymore.
Sweetheart, I don't want you to be sad, but remember that it can go anyway.
You don't want me to be happy, Naomi?
Abdullah, I just don't want you to get your hopes up and then get disappointed if things don't go the way you want them to.
I am not losing hope, Ummi. Abba always wins when we fight, so he will win this fight.
And with that, Rumaysa and the children made their way to the family court. With Rumaysa trying to hide the tears that rained down on her cheeks, Abdullah's desire to be with his father affected her. But she was determined to remain positive and made fervent dua that the ruling be in her favor.
Case number 223, petition for custody of Master Abdullah and Ms. Huda by Mr. Yasser Muhammad, father of the children. Is there anyone who contests the awarding of custody to the father?
Yes, Your Lordship. Ms. Khan contests the petition of custody and would like to retain full custody of the children.
Will Ms. Khan please present her argument as to why she should be awarded custody of the two children?
Your Lordship, it is inherent in a woman to be more nurturing, and both the children are at a formidable age, requiring nurturing that only a mother can provide. Ms. Rumaysa had dedicated her life to raising the children she has with Mr. Yasser whilst he went to work. My client feels as though the father of the children is ill-equipped to raise the children, as he had never been a hands-on father, even during the marriage. She was the sole caregiver and feels that it would be unfair that her ex-husband be given custody of the children. She set the foundation and did the core work, and he simply wishes to waltz in and take the reins.
Thank you. Mr. Muhammad, please come forward and defend your petition for custody.
Your Worship, I don't wish to attack the character of my client's ex-wife, but the basis of her argument was what my client has not done rather than what she is able to do for the children. My client wishes to acknowledge his shortfalls previously, and we state categorically that he had not pulled his weight as a father. However, having access to his children denied at this point, he experienced a very rude awakening and would like to take the opportunity to correct his wrongs and improve himself as a father. Being a good father and living a life worth emulating is his key focus. And he feels that if the court affords him the opportunity to raise his children at his home, he will be able to do his best to ensure that he has raised well-grounded, responsible individuals. And they would be able to make a worthwhile contribution towards society. With regard to his finances, Your Worship, we can only say that he has made positive changes, and these would serve as a propeller towards stability for his children.
It is the duty of this court to make a ruling that serves the best interest of the children. I curry no favor and serve to benefit nothing from ruling for either of the parents, but an error in judgment could be detrimental to the welfare of the children. Taking cognizance of the fact that Ms. Rumeysa had opted to withhold the children from the father for no clear reason, as well as the compelling argument presented on behalf of Mr. Yasser, I must rule in favor of the father. The ruling thus is full custody is awarded to Mr. Muhammad with bi-weekly visits to Ms. Khan. This ruling is to be enforced with immediate effect. Court adjourned.
Abdullah could not contain his excitement as he hugged his mother before running to his father, exclaiming,
"Abba! Abba! You won! I'm coming home, Abba! Finally!"
"Don't worry, Ummi. I promise everything will be okay. I love you and I will do anything for you. Anything to see you smile. Anything for you to be happy again, Ummi. I would do anything."
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, we just listened to episode 10 of the drama series Heartbreak, a decision made here in favor of Yasser. So many tears. Can you just imagine this? There's so many tears. Some people will be smiling, some people will be broken. Really emotional scenes right now in this drama series, Mulana Habib.
Yes, another tear jerker, Mulana Yusuf, indeed. And people who are listening to the drama at the moment are also split, they are divided. There will be people who will be siding with Yasser. And yes, then there'll be people who'll be siding with Rumeysa. And this is a sad reality, that when things do go this route, then you are forced to choose a party.
True.
But the reality of the matter is that there shouldn't be any parties here. Everyone, starting from Yasser and Rumeysa, going to the parents, moving on to the community, everybody should be working towards the stability of the home, and everybody should be playing a supportive role. But unfortunately, that is not the scene here. That is not the reality here. People are siding with one side, and people are pushing their arguments forward. And no, we're right and they're wrong, or they're wrong and they need to get their act together. So this is how things unfold in the real world. And also looking at the children, Mala Yusuf.
Gee, looking at the children, you know, we've been focusing on Abdullah a lot. You know, he's the one that's happy to go to his father, and the one that was hitting his cousin in a previous episode. Not much attention is given to Huda, the daughter. But I feel what I've seen in these episodes, she comes across as a very mature girl, someone very neutral. And I think if all the characters can take lesson from her, it would be this: they don't take sides. Thus far, I don't want to give anything away for future episodes, but thus far, she hasn't been one to take sides, that I want to go to my father or I want to be with my mother. She's very neutral and she's remaining very calm. And to find a child like this in a divorce is really, it's excellent, it's a bounty, it's more like a virtue.
And because sometimes when the Rumeysa speaks, when the mother speaks, Abdullah lashes out.
Yeah.
But if you notice when Huda speaks, then Abdullah actually listens and say, "Okay, Apa.
True.
And he kind of like obliges and also says, gee, now I understand. It makes sense to him. So unfortunately, here we need to highlight that the family is split far apart. And also the community split because of this issue. Here, nobody is playing the supporting role. And the family is being torn apart further and further. You see, in this episode, Yasser gets the custody of the children. Now the tables turn. First, it was Rumaysa in charge. Now it's the other way around. Now we need to see what kind of fight Rumaysa puts up after this entire scenario. Does she fight back or what happens?
Gee, that is really true. And another aspect as well, just to mention, and we touched on this before in a previous episode, but I'll mention it again, is never underestimate the power of any party. You know, sometimes you look at a person to be very humble, or you know, you know about this, Marana, in Gujarati terms, is called certain, sometimes the man, they call him a bicharo. What he can do, we'll just take advantage. But we've seen what happened, yeah. Yasser went to the courts, he got legal help, and today he's sitting with the children. He got custody. So never take advantage. Always just be open to negotiations. Just look for justice and look for the well-being of everyone.
Yes, going further, let's see what happens, Marana Yusuf, and let's see how things unfold. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. This was Heartbreak, episode number 10.
You've been listening to the drama series Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.